Jamie Brennan, you're here in the Abbey Hotel for the launch of the game against Galway next weekend. I suppose we'll start with yesterday's match against Meath, and that was a 10-point victory, which I'm sure you were delighted with.
Yeah, and I think the goals were really the crucial scores in that game, you know, playing against a really tough breeze in the first half, and it just set things up nicely. And then, you know, Ryan done really well with that hand pass dummy for the third. I think that just ended the game as a contest then from there on.
Yeah, Meath are known for having a strong defence, but you create an awful lot of goal chances, particularly yourself. You won two penalties.
Yeah, and I suppose they did have a lot of men back, but I suppose that movement inside sort of changed the dynamic of it, and things opened up a wee bit. And it opened up nicely for Oran too, for his finish. And then I suppose they were on the back foot then. They had to press on in the left gaps in the back then. So we sort of punished that. Thankfully we did.
Is that something that you're looking at, maybe try and create more goal scoring opportunities?
I think it's just punishing the opportunities that come about. Last week didn't create many, and we didn't take any either, you know. So it was nice to get back in there and be in among the goals and sort of threaten the keeper.
Yeah, there would have been big pressure on you had you not come away with the 2 points yesterday. So does that relieve some of the pressure now you're heading into the Galway game?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, if you lose there yesterday, you have to get another 3 or 4 wins just to keep you up. So that was a really good platform. But we'll be looking forward to Galway. You know, they're going to be real hungry for this one too, the way things ended against Kerry. So they'll be really chomping at the bit to try and get after us. So hopefully we get the bodies right now this week and really get a performance.
Yeah, Galway under Pádraig Joyce are playing an expansive style of football. Shane Walsh is in a full forward, Damien Comer's back fit, so they have a lot of talent.
Yeah, and there's some serious pace too. They have like Eamon Brannigan, and you know, they have finishers too with Rob Finnerty. So, you know, our hands will be fairly full there in the defence, and I suppose it's just about sort of minimising their contribution and trying to press on. I say it'll be a tight affair. And you know, Pádraig has re-energised that Galway panel, and you know, it'll be a good test.
Yeah, 3 points from a possible 4 out of the 2 league games so far. Is there any target as such set for the league? Are you looking at possibly reaching a league final if things were to go your way over the next couple of weeks?
We probably haven't looked at it too much, but this weekend it'll be sort of crucial. This will lay down the foundations, whether you're looking at the top of the table or you're looking at the bottom with relegation. And you know, I think come the last game of the league, there'll be a few games up for grabs. You could either get to a final or you could get relegated, by the way it looks. You know, every team is beating everyone.
Yeah, it's been well documented that Donegal do not have a wonderful record in O'Donnell Park. They've really struggled to get wins in Letterkenny. Can you change that this weekend?
That'll be the aim anyway. I suppose that's been preached for the last number of years about Letterkenny. But you know, we being involved, like, we haven't performed to our maximum potential, definitely. So I think the big one this week will be trying to get the performance, and the result will take care of itself.
Is there any particular reason why it hasn't quite happened in O'Donnell Park? Because you would train there, you play there every year, but it just doesn't seem to go to plan.
I couldn't tell you. You'll have to ask the St Union's men. They must be doing something to the pitch.
Very good. So, looking forward to it. It's going to be a big crowd at the match, and a good chance to get a second one.
Yeah, and you know, Donegal supporters are really great. You know, there was some great numbers down in Meath there yesterday, and you know, every little helps, and hopefully they'll be in big numbers again to support us and try and get another 2 points on the board.